Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis, the two dots, Me'ilois. Today's daf is being learned, Le'iloi Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a Tzchus Refuah Shalema, for Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudas Rechel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Pacheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shoshana, Ezra Avram Ben Zahava Mariam Gittel, Zipporah Anael Bas Rachel Nechama and Esther Kreindl Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'iloi Nishmas Doiv Bero Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph digressed a little bit from the sugya that we've been discussing throughout the first parak of Masechtas Chagiga. The sugya has been the mitzvah of Re'iyah Aliyah L'Regel, the different karbonis that the Yid had to bring when he was Oyla Regel. The Oyla Asriya, the Shalmei Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha. The Mishnah and Daf Yud mentioned one thing as it relates to the Chagiga. And from there, Me Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan, it digressed a little bit. The Mishnah mentioned that Hilchas Shabbos, Chagigois, and Me'ilois, they're all Kaharim Akluyim Besaira. These are all halachos that are like mountains. They're very intense halachas. However, they're like mountains that are suspended on a hair. What's the point? Shein Mikra Mu'at, there's very little Pasuk, very little Teresh HaBiksav, the halacha is merubos, but at the same time, there's a lot of Teresh HaBalpeh. And the Mishnah didn't just mention that, but the Mishnah mentioned similar formulations. Hetin Nedarim is Parchim Ba'avir, Ve'in Lehem Amasha Yismachu. It's something that doesn't have any Teresh HaBiksav. Hadinim Va'avoidois, Hatayrois, Va'atmeois, Va'arayois. These are halachas that are Yesh Lehem Amisha Yismachu. Regardless, we're in the middle of discussing the things that are Kaharim Akluyim Besaira. These are things that are Mikra Mu'at, the Halacha is Merubais. We mentioned it because of Chagigos, but it's not just Chagigos that fall into that category. It's Hilchot Shabbos, it's Chagigos, and Me'ilos. So the first part of today's daf is going to discuss Me'ilos, and really, it's very intense Me'ilah. The first part of the daf, which is very much a digression from what we're learning here in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga, stating that is what the Gemara is giving us, that is what we're going to learn, and it requires a little bit of an introduction. So without really introducing the entire Masechtas Me'ilah, the concept of Me'ilah is that one is not allowed to be moil in a davar shel hekdesh. You can't take something that's hekdesh and treat it as if it's chulin. If somebody does that, it's very, very serious. Number one, could be he'll be chayv malchus in certain situations. He's going to have to pay in the event that he damaged hekdesh. Not only does he have to pay, but he has to add a chaymish as well. In certain instances, he even has to bring a carbon. Not just a carbon Asham, which in the world of Karbanos is usually brought in the event that you do something very, very severe. Not just that, even if a person's moil behektish only b'shoigig, you have all the intensity that's related to the idea of Me'ilah. So that's the general concept of Me'ilah. As it relates to our daf, what we need to know is that there's two primary ways that a person can be moil behektish. One is if he takes something that belongs to Hektish and he transfers it from the Rishos of Hektish. So if you would take an item that belongs to Hektish and transfer it outside of the Rishos from Hektish, that would constitute Me'ilah behektish. There's another way that a person can be moil behektish, and that is if a person has Hana, he has benefit from Hektish. If a person benefits from Hektish and the value of the Hana that he has was a Shavu Pruta, that would be another way for a person to be Mayel Behakdish. So with that imperfect introduction, Zakhti Gemara. So Me'ilois is Kehorim HaTluyim Besaira. Faith the Gemara. Me'ilah is Tluyim Besaira, as if to say it's Mikra Mu'at. It's not true. Michtav Ksivan. Go through Psukim in the Torah. Torah talks about Me'ilah. All the laws of Me'ilah, with all their complexity, are laid out very clearly. All you have to do is be Mavasedra, and you'll be familiar with the concept of Me'ilah. So why would the Gemara refer to Me'ilah as being something that's Mikra Mu'at? Amar Rami Bar Chamas, Rami Bar Chamas, Adlai Nitzrecha. You're right. The Mishnah didn't mean that the whole concept of Me'ilah is Mikra Mu'at, but there's a specific detail in the laws of Me'ilah that's Mikra Mu'at, and that's what the Mishnah was referring to when it said it's Kaharim Atluyim Besaira. What's that detail? Kedetanan, it's a Mishnah. Shliach, Shalasa, Shlichusai. What happens if there was a balabayas? Now, this balabayas had money. The money was hektish. He asked the shliach to go to the store and to buy something for his own personal use using the money of hektish. Now, taking money of hektish and buying something for yourself, that would be mi'ilo 101. But in this case, the person that owned the money didn't go by himself and buy this item, but rather he made a shliach to do it for him. So the question is, when the shliach does it, the shliach essentially was mayel. Who is the mayel behektish? Who's the one that has to deal with the repercussions of being mayel behektish? Is it the shliach or is it the balabayis? So the Mishnah says like this, balabayis mayel. In the event that the shliach did his shlichos, meaning he executed exactly the way the balabayis wanted him to execute, so then we look at the balabayis as being the mayel. Why? Because we say, shluchay shel adam kemayisai. So he did what he was asked to do. So although it constituted me'ilah, it's not the shliach that's the mayel, it's the baal bayis that's the mayel. Just like if somebody would ask a shliach to go be mekadesh and ish on his behalf, who's the one that's mekudeshes? It's not the shliach, it's the shliach mishaleach. So too over here, that would be the same thing. In the event that the shliach didn't execute and he didn't follow through the way he was supposed to, so then shliach mal, then the shliach is going to be the one that's going to be considered the mayel. Okay, said Rami Bar Chama, that if you think about this halach, it's a chiddush. Why? Even if the shliach did do his shlichos, and even though we know there's a principle of shluchay shel adam kemayisai, why do we look at the mishaleach as being the mayel? At the end of the day, who's the one that was mayel? Who actually took the Moish Alekdish? The Shliach did. So, where do you find anywhere that one person should do an Aveira and another person should be Chayev? Now, you'll tell me, Shluchay Shaladim Kamoisai, but what's the counter argument? Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. That's the most notable exception in the world to the laws of Shlichos. So, said Rami Bar Chama, if you think about this Mishnah, it's a very big Chiddush, because you see in the Mishnah, Shlichos works for Me'ilah, and that's a Chiddush, because even though Shlichos works in Kala Terekula, but when it comes to a Dvar Aveira, it shouldn't work because Alzeh Nemar, Ein Shlich Lidvar Aveira. Hainu Gahar Matluim Besaira. That's what the Mishnah meant when it said that it's Gahar Matluim Besaira. What it was saying was, is that the Parsha of Me'ilah, this halacha in particular, is a barg. It's a mountain, and it's Tluyim Besaira. Why? Because it doesn't really have a good makar. Amar Rava, so Rabbi said, my koshia. Meaning, it's true, it's a barg. And it's true, it's a very big chiddush, because ordinarily, ain't shlich l'dvar aveira. But at the same time, why are you telling me that it's Tluyim Besaira? As if to say it has some very flimsy source. Dilmashani Me'ilah. I think Me'ilah has a good source. The Alpha, Chet Chet Mitruma. Because there's a Gzera Shava that the Gemara darshins in different places between the parish of Me'ilah and the parsha of Truma. And ma hosam shluchay shel adam kemayisai. Just like by Truma, shluchay shel adam kemayisai. In fact, one of the sources to the whole concept of shluchay shel adam kemayisai is learned from the parsha of Truma. Afgan shluchay shel adam kemayisai. So to by Me'ilah, it's going to be shluchay shel adam kemayisai. So Rava said, I don't think that that could be the makar that Harurim Atluim Besaira. It's referring to the fact that you find Shluchay Shel Adam Kemoisei by Me'ilah Hagam ordinarily Ein Shluch Hadvar Aveira, because as much as that's a Chiddush and as much as that's a Har, but it's not Tluim Besaira. It has a real basic Makar. It has a Gzeira Shav. Elo, my Rav, it's a Rav, Sadlai Nitzrucha. You want to know where it's Negeya, the Harim Atluim Besaira, what halacha in Hilchas Me'ilah is this very big halacha that doesn't have a very good source, get the tiny the following braisa. Niska Balabayas, Niska Shliach. What would be if the Balabayas, again, he had Moish al Hakdis, same exact case, and he sent the Shliach to go and to buy something with it. Now, after the Balabayas sent the Balabayas realized, oops, I just chapped. The money that I gave him was hektish money. I'm not supposed to give him that money. So the Balabayas remembered, but the Shliach, he has no idea. And the shliach went and he bought. So the halach is, even if the shliach didn't do, even if the shliach did what the Baal Bayis asked him to do, over here shliach ma. Over here the shliach is going to be ma'il. Meaning, even though we just said shluchay shel adam kemayisai, and you don't say ein shlich l'dvar aveira when it comes to me'ilah, however, if the Baal Bayis is not a shliach anymore, the Baal Bayis remembers, and the shliach is the one that didn't remember, so we look at the shliach as being the ma'il, and the Baal Bayis is not the ma'il. So the brother said, that to me is a very big chiddush. Why? Because shliach anya, ma'ikah, of it. Poor shliach, literally. Meaning, Nebuch, what did this guy do? It's his fault that the Balabayas suddenly remembered. He's following orders. The Balabayas asked him to do something. He's doing it. Shluchay shel adam kemayisai. You don't say ein shlich l'dvar aveira when it comes to the parashat Me'ilah because you learn it out from Truma. So at the end of the day, he was just doing what he was told to do. Now the Balabayas remembered. What does that have to do with the shliach? At the end of the day, why should the shliach be chayiv? That's a very big chiddush. And Rava said, I don't know any makar to that. And that's the kaharim atluyim besayra. Meaning, it sounds like there is a makar, but it's a shvach makar, and that's what the Mishnah was referring to. Hainu kaharim atluyim besayra. Rav Ashi said, my kushya, why is that tluyim besayra? I think this halacha makes a lot of sense. Meaning, what's bothering you? What's bothering you is the shliach didn't know. So if he didn't know, how could it be a mayil? Rav Ashi said, why is that different than every time a person does something b'shaykig, right? Every time you do something b'shaykig, you didn't know. And afal pikein, you considered a mayil behektish. Dilma midi dahavi amoytzi mayis hektish l'chulin, right? Maybe he's like any other person that was moytzi mayis hektish l'chulin. With Allah is that being that he's a shaykig, he's going to be chayv. Every person that ever did an aver b'shaykig, you're going to tell me, poor person, why you... That's the halacha of shaygig. Now, had the Balabayas also been a shaygig, you would have said shluchai shaladim kamaisai. You would have said yesh shliach l'dvar avera, chiddush ha-me'ilah, and he wouldn't have been chayv. Okay, now you don't have the halacha of shluchai shaladim kamaisai. So now the shliach is a regular shaygig. So if he's a regular shaygig, so there's no reason he shouldn't be a mayel behektish. What's the grace of chiddush? Elamer Rav Ashi, I'm going to. Third suggestion. You want to know what the Harim Atluyim Besair is in the Parashah Milah? Again, it's not the whole Parashah Milah. It's a detail. Which detail? The following mission. Not 11 a Kairish al Hektish. If a person took an Evan or a Kairah, he took a stone or he took a beam that belonged to Hektish. So somebody has an Evan or a Kairah, it belongs to Hektish, he takes it. No Mi'ilah. If, however, he gives it over to his friend, Humal, then he's considered a Mayil. The Chaveri Loy Mal, meaning the giver is the one that's the Mayil, the recipient is not Mayil. So Rav Ashi said like this, Mechti. Let's do a little analysis. Mishkel Shakla. In both cases, this person took it, right? In the first case, he just took it. In the second case, he took it and he gave it to somebody else. Malihu, mali chaveroi. What's the difference? He took it for himself, that he's loymal, and if he gave it to somebody else, he is a mal. And to appreciate this, this is why we spoke it out in the introduction, we said there's two ways to be mal. One way to be mal is by simply taking something out of the rishos of Hektish. So if a person takes something for himself, l'chura, ostensibly, he took it out of the rishos of Hektish. If he takes it for himself, he gives it to somebody else, okay, he also took it out of the rishos of Hektish. He may be put it even further out of the Rishos of Hektish. But at the end of the day, even when he takes it for himself, he took it out of the Rishos of Hektish. So Mali who? What's the difference if he took it for himself? Mali Chaver. What's the difference if he gave it to somebody else? At the end of the day, either way, it should be Me'ilah, because either way, he took it out of the Rishos of Hektish. Haynu karma tluyim b'sayra. Rav Ashi said, this is the har, the barg that you find in the halachas of Me'ilah, and there's no major makar to this. It's a makar, but it's a flimsy makar. And that's tluyim b'sayra. But the Gemara says, oh my kushya, I don't understand the grace of kasha. Dilma kiddush shmuel. Maybe pshat in this halacha is the same way Shmuel explained something similar. Amar Shmuel said, Hacha begizbar hamasurois loyavnei binyan askinam. Shmuel explained a certain halacha that it was talking about with a person that took the item of Hektish, wasn't just an ordinary person, but he was the gizbar. He was the person that's the treasurer. He's actually in charge of handling with all the different items of Hektish. So the Chol Hecha, the Mancha, if he takes something, it's not considered Me'ilah because it didn't leave the Rishos of Hektish, because wherever it is, B'shusa Didei Mancha, it's considered to be in the Rishos of Hektish. The only way he could take it out of his Rishos would be if he actually gives it to somebody else. That's why if he takes it for himself, it's not going to be considered Me'ilah. If he gives it to somebody else, it would be considered Me'ilah. So if that's the case, there's no Chiddush at all. The Gemara says, Elo, you want to know maybe what the Chiddush is? Misefa. The Seifa of that Mishnah. What did the Sefer say? What would be if a person took an Evan or a Kaira and then he affixed it to his house, meaning he built it as part of his house. He took the Evan and he used it as one of the bricks for his house. He took the Kaira and he used it one of the beams from his house. It's not considered Me'ilah. Unless you live in it, how much? The amount that it has the value that corresponds to a Shavu Pruta. So the Gemara says, Mechti, Shinu Yeshanya. Once the person takes this Evan or Kaira and he puts it into his house, he made a Shinoi. Once you make a Shinoi with an item, this is Bava Kamma 101, Shinoi of the Heftza, what's known as Shinoi Maisa, at that point, it should be Me'ilah, because there's some transferring taking place over here. So if that's the case, Mali Dar Mali Loida, what difference does it make if he lived there Shavar Pruta, if he didn't live there Shavar Pruta? Either way, it should be considered Me'ilah. Hainu Kar Matluim Esayim. That must be the Har Matluim Esayim. But the Gemara says, my Kushya, I don't hear the grace of Kasha here either. Dilma Kedir Rav. Maybe Pshat is like Rav. Dilma Rav said that when this person took this thing and he put it into his house, he didn't actually build it. Meaning, he didn't take a brick, put some cement. Rather, all he did was, He used it to cover like a windowsill, the pekaka chaloyin of Shabbos and Erev and Fein. He just used it to cover up a window, but he actually didn't attach it to the house. Therefore, he didn't make a shinoi maisa, because he didn't change and alter the chefza. Sa'i darbe, if he lives therein, then it would be considered milo. Iloi darbe loy, if not, it won't be considered milo. Again, we said there's two ways for a person to be moil. Either you transfer the item, or you have ana. If this person would have made it part of the house, it would have been a shinoi. He would have been mitzi it from the Rishos HaKdish. And a chanami, that in and of itself would have been enough for it there to be me'ila, even if he didn't live there. But we're talking about where the person actually didn't do that. All he did was he used it like a windowsill, but it's detached from the house, meaning that it's detached from the house. So if he had enough from it, it was a sunny day, he sat next to his window, and it was blocked. So because of that, he had shade. So gavaldi. But otherwise, it's not going to be considered me'ila. So the Gemara says, so again, we're shtickle stuck here. What's the kaharim atluyin basaira? We said me'ilois is a barik, a major parsha, karbonis, everything's going on. And it's tluyin basaira. It has a shvach of a car. Where it says, what's shvach about me'ila? The ikur parsha me'ila, michtaf sivan. This psukim in the Torah. All these different halachas, I mean, we took so many shlichos, ein shlichot varavera, all these different halachas, but everything seems to have a shtickle makar. So we're a little stuck. So the Gemara says, Ela la'olam kiderava. We have to go back to one of the pshatim that we already said. Which one? Rava. What was Rava's pshat? Rava said, the chiddush is the case where somebody had Moshe al Hekdesh, he made a shliach, and he told the shliach to go buy something for him. The Baal Bayis was a shaygig, the shliach was a shaygig. That loch ordinarily is, if the shliach follows orders, and even though ain't shlichut varavera, chet chet mitruma, just like by truma there's a parish of shlichos, so too when it comes to meal there's a parish of shlichos. Stating that niskar balabayis, if the balabayis would remember, and the shliach has no idea, talach is the shliach would be a mile. And Rava held that was a very big chiddush. Because Rava said, at the end of the day, shliach anya, poor shliach, my covet, vasa degaton. And why are you being mechayef him? And that's the heart that's tluyim b'sayir. Now Rav Ashi didn't like it because Rav Ashi said, "I hear poor shliach. Every shaygig, that's true. What the person didn't know, the teretz is not a parsha for shaygig. Why should this be different? Zok the Gemara. No, we have to go back to Rava. We have to revisit Rav Ashi's kasha. We're gonna say a teretz Rav Ashi's kasha, and then we're gonna move on to the next part of the daf. And that is Oyvam Kid Rava. Really, the chiddush, the hara tuim b'sayir is Rav. Ooh, the kasha l'cha. Why was your kasha? Me did have that moitzi moiz hektish l'chulin. Why is it different than any person that was moitzi moiz hektish l'chulin? The teretz is hasam, but they made the yada because it was in the hektish. Over there, the person, the balabayas, knows he has hektish money in his house. Right? He has two drawers. Two mattresses. One he has money that's chulin, and the other one he has mois that's hektish. So he made a mistake. You know what? At the end of the day, you're a shtickle of paisheya, and because you're a shtickle of paisheya, so there's a little bit of a taina on you, and it's for that reason. So you now have to go ahead and you have to bring a carbon, right? A shoygig, as much as the shoygig didn't realize he was doing something wrong, but he needs kapara because he was paisheya. He was negligent. You're right, it's not malicious, but at the same time, he should have been a little bit more careful. The reason, Shoygig needs kapara is because of the fact that we see negligence in every single shoygig. The balabayis is negligent. Aba the shliach? What do you want from the shliach? Aba hocha miyada? How is this person supposed to know? The shliach is just doing his job. He comes to work, his balabas tells him, he says, you know, do me a favor, would you want to go buy me a coffee? He gives him $2 and he went, next thing he knows, he was just mild by hektish. How is he supposed to know that? Why would it even be all al daitoy that the money he just used? That's a chiddush. Ordinarily, a shoygig is a chiddush. Aba nishta. That's a great chiddush because at the end of the day, every shaygig is an element of pshia. Of a shliach anya ma'ika avet. That was Rava's taina, and the Gemara says as much as Rav Ashi was doicha Rava's taina. But at the end of the day, it's the only way to learn the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. That's the harim atluyim mesayra. It's not the ikur parsha meila. That's harim atluyim mesayra. It's that one detail in the halachas of meilos. That's the harim atluyim mesayra weiter. Zok the Gemara. Mikra muet v'halachis merubas. So the Mishnah mentioned a certain halachas that are harim atluyim mesayra. What was the list? Hilchas Shabbos, chagigos. That's why we're talking about this. And meilos. Zok the Gemara. Tana. We learned in the Braisa. So there's more to this. Negaim v'ahalos. Mikra muet v'halachis merubas. Negaim and ahalos. A mikra muet is very little psukim, and it's halachis merubas. Right. This is the equivalent thereof to Harim Atluyim Besaira. So the Gemara says like this, Nagai Mikra Muet? Negam is mikra mu'ut. You ever try being mavis sedra, tazriya matzaira? It's not mikra mu'ut. Negam mikra merubahu. There's a lot of mikra. There's a lot of psukim. How could you tell me it's mikra mu'ut? Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said hachigam. Negam mikra merubah v'alachis mu'ut. It's just the opposite. Negam is mikra merubah. There's a lot of psukim. And halachis mu'ut is actually not that much halacha. A halois is mikra mu'ut. Very little psukim. V'alachis merubah is a lot of halachas. My nafkimina, the Gemara says. What? It's not a fun fact. Like, is there a nafkimina? Gemara says, yeah. Somebody has a shayla in the gun, right? Yeah, it's a shayla. You're not sure something in the gun. So what should you do? I am b'kroy. Open up a chumash. If you have a shayla in a holis, I am a masliyasin. Open up a mishnayis. That's what the Gemara is saying. That being that Negaim is Mikra Meruba, so if you have a Shaila, Pashat Lun Chumash Rashi, and if a person has a Shaila in a holis, then you should open up. There's no Gemara on a holis, you should learn mishnayis a holis. Zok the Gemara. Mishnah gave a third category. So the first category was mitzvahs that are parchim ba'aver ve'ein lehem amashi yismachun. There was one example, het nedar. Then we had hilchas Shabbos, chagigos and me'ilos, harer matluyim b'sayer. What does that mean? A little bit of psukim, a lot of halachas. Then we had the third category, hadinim va'avoidos, hatayros va'atmeyos va'arayos. These are all yesh lehem amashi yismachu ve'ein hein gufei tayra. Zok de gemara dinim. So dinim is something that is yeshlem al mashe yismachu. Zok de gemara, michtof ksivin. What's the kasha? Yeshlem al mashe yismachu sounds a little bit like, meaning you have it to be soimachan, but it's not mefurish. Fake the gemara, it's michtof ksivin. Rashi, mefurashin yafa. Very, very nice. Pashas mishpatim, right? All the dinim in the Torah. It's laid out beautifully. What do you mean yeshlem al mashe yismachu? It's not porchim ba'aver. It's not tluyim b'sayra. It's a bissel meh. It's yeshlem amashi yismichu. It's not a bissel merit. It's mefurish mamish. Mefurash in yafe. It's so clear. It's so beautiful in the psukim. Why is it like even a bidiyeved, right? The Mishnah is not mentioning every single mitzvah in the Torah. We're only mentioning things that ostensibly are a little bidiyeved. There's parchim ba'aver, there's tluyim b'sayra, and then there's yeshlem amashi yismichu. But everything in the Mishnah is a shtickle bidiyeved in terms of the source that we have in the Torah. Shabbat Ksav. Faith the Gemara, dinim shouldn't be that way. Like Nitzchei Elikid the Rebbe. You're right, the Gemara says it's true. Dinim in and of itself as a genre, dinim is laid out very, very clearly in the Torah. However, there is a specific halacha, and that's what the Mishnah was referring to. What's this halacha? Rebbe's halacha. The Tanya we learned to the Baisa, Rebbe Yoimi, Rebbe said. It says in the Torah, Vim osoin yeh, v'nosato nefesh, tachas nefesh. Everyone knows this halacha. What does it mean, nefesh, tachas nefesh? Mamoin. Ato ime mamoin, oyene elo nefesh mamish. Maybe it means nefesh mamish, never nesim the lamata, never nesim the lamailo. It says, v'nosan in this pasuk, v'nosato nefesh, tachas nefesh. And in the pasuk earlier, it says also, v'nosan, the same exact word, ma'la hala mamon, afka mamon, just look over there, means mamon, yetua means mamon. The context over there, by the way, is where somebody hit a pregnant woman and the child died. So the halacha is v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh. The person is not chayiv misa, but rather he has to pay the value of this child that died. How do you know that? Maybe it means literally the person's chayiv misa for killing the uber. So that's the chiddush. Nemar nesina lemalav and nemar nesina lemata. Just like there it's moment, so to here it's moment, but that's not mefurish in the Torah. So this is a halacha of dinim that's not mefurish in the Torah. That's what the Mishnah was referring to when it says, yeishlam amashi yismachu. It's not parchim ba'aver, it's not tulim b'sayr, it's not bissel mer. It's yeishlam amashi yismachu. The next thing was avoidos. So what is avoida? Kachim. Right, that's what it means. So it sounds like all the avoida, the whole seder kachim is again, yeishlam amashi yismachu. Kilo, it's not mefurish in the Torah, the Gemara. Kachim is not mefurish in the Torah. Michtav k'tivon. Pasik after pasik, parsha after parsha, teres kayanim after teres kayanim. It's all mefurish. So how could you tell me the whole Seder and Shas that talks about all the psukim that deal with all these different halachas? So how could you tell me that avoida is not mefurish? We're talking about one specific avoida. We're talking about the avoida of halacha. So we know that when a person brought a carbon, there were four avoidas that were done with the dam. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Now, halacha is a little bit unique when it comes to kachim. And the reason is because halacha was an optional avoida. What does that mean? Shechita means you have to shecht the animal. You can't be makriv an animal as a carbon if you didn't shecht it. Kabbalah means after you do the shechita, you have to have a klishar, so a kohen has to do this. It has to be makabal all the dam. You can't bring a carbon unless you makabal the dam. Zrika, that's the ikar, kapara. You can't get kapara for bringing a carbon. You can't bring a carbon if you didn't do zrika. The zrika is the ikra of the carbon. What's halacha? Taking the dam after the kabbalah and walking it to the mizbeach. Now, that's not something you necessarily have to do. What does it depend on? your proximity to the Mizbeach. If you're far from the Mizbeach, okay, you have to do Ailacha. If you're not far from the Mizbeach, you don't have to do Ailacha. It's for that reason, there is a discussion in Masechta Zvachim whether Ailacha really should be treated like a regular Avodah. Meaning, let's say someone had a Machsheves Pigol at the time of Ailacha. He had a Machsheves Shloi Lashma when he was doing Ailacha. If a Pasul did Ailacha. So you would think, okay, the Avodah was done by Psal. But maybe not, because being that you didn't really need the Ailacha, the carbon doesn't need Ailacha, even though now it does need it, maybe it shouldn't be Megareya. That's a discussion that the Gemara has. L'maisa we paskin, that just like if you do the Shechita Kabbalah and Zrika, but even Pso, it's a problem. If you do the Halacha, it's the same thing. That idea, that Halacha is treated like one of the other Avodas, that's Yesh Lohem HaMashi Yismuchu. That's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah. However, Yesh Lohem HaMashi Yismuchu. So the Gemara says, Avodas Michtav Ketivan Lai Nitzrucha Elo Lai Lachas Adam. It's Negei the Din of Halacha. Then we learn to the Braisa. It says in the Torah, V'shachat Espon HaBokr Lofnei Hashem, you do Shechita. And then afterwards, V'hikrivu Bnei Aharon HaKoyanim Es Adam. You go from Shechita to V'hikrivu. Now what is V'hikrivu? Says the Gemara, Zu Kabbalah Sadam. It must be Kabbalah. Because what happened after Shechita? Kabbalah. But the truth is that if you would teach the word Vehekrivo, you wouldn't teach it as Kabbalah. The way you would teach it is Hailacha. Now, V'avku Rachman B'Lashon Hailacha. Which means the Torah used the Lashon of Hailacha to describe Kabbalah. Now, how do you know Hakrov is a Lashon of Hailacha? The Chzivik. Vehekrov Koyen Es Hakov Vehekdor Amizbecha. V'amamar Zu Hailachas Eivarim LeKevish. Now, it's referring there to not Hailach Sadam, but the Hailacha of Eivarim on the Kevish. But you see the Torah uses the word Vehekrov to describe Hailacha. Okay, Lameimer, you know why the Torah would do that. The Hailacha Loitavka Meklal Kabbalah. Again, so when it says Vehekrivu, it means Kabbalah. But really, Vehekrivu means Hailacha. So we're using a word that means Hailacha to describe Kabbalah. To teach me that Hailach and Kabbalah are bound by the hip. They're one and the same. And any din that you would have regarding Kabbalah, you have to have regarding Hailach as well. And just like Kabbalah, Machsheves Pigul, Machsheves Shloi Lashma, if one of the Psulim do it, it's going to be a problem. So too, when it comes to Hailach, it's going to be the same exact thing. Tahiris. The Mishnah said Tahiris is also Yeshlem al Masha Yismuch. Freit the Gemara, Tahiris, Michtav Ksivam. There's a lot of Psukim that talk about the concept of Tahira. So the Gemara says, Loi Nitzrucha Elo L'Shir Mikvah. We mean one detail in the world of Tahiris, and what we mean is the Shir of a Mikvah. Right, so what's the Shir of a Mikvah? Mikvah 101 has to have 40 Sa of Mayim, of Mei Gishamim. But the Gemara says that the Shir of a Mikvah is Loi Ksiva. It's not Mefurish anymore. In fact, we know from a Braisa, the time we learned to the Braisa, it says, V'rochatz b'mayim, someone that's Tomei, he should bathe his body in water. What is it? Mibe Mei Mikvah. He should bathe in Mei Mikvah. Water that's gathered together. It's Kol Besarei. It's Kol Besarei b'mayim. Mayim Shekol Gufay Oilu b'mayim. It has to be water that a person can fit his entire body into. The Kamehei, what's a body of water that would fit the average man's entire guf? Amma al amma has to be an amma by an amma, an amma long, an amma wide. Berum shalish amma is three ammas tall. The shiur of chacham and the chacham came up. They did a little bit of math and they said, you know what the number is? Nei mikvah arbam sa. It means 40 sa. So it's that detail, the shiur mikvah, which is a very important detail in Tahiris, one of the most important. I mean, a mikvah, every single tamei ends up in a mikvah at some point. So obviously it's very important to know what the shiur of a mikvah is. That's something that doesn't have a mufurish makar. Stating that, it's not parchim ba'aver. It's not pluim b'saira. But it's still b'di'evet. It's yesh lema masha yismuchu. Tmeyos was also mentioned in the Mishnah. So tmeyos is yesh lema masha yismuchu. Freit the Gemara. Tmeyos michtan b'sivon. There's so many psukim in the Torah that talk about tumah. V'nitzruch elo l'kadoshim v'na sheretz. Again, one detail, and that is a sheretz is metama. Not all shratzim, only the shmoyne shratzim. But the concept, and not just that, only when they're dead, but shmoyne shratzim ametama when they're dead. What's the shear? How much of a sheretz do you have to have in order for it to be metama? The size of a lentil, the size of a adasha. How do you know that? That's like Siva, that's not Mefurish. It's learned from a limit. The time you learned in the Braisa, so it says in the Torah, the word Bohem, in reference to Tumah Sheretz. It says, Eila hatmeyem lochem b'chol ha-sheretz, kol hanegeya Bohem, b'moysem yitma ad ha-oref, kol hanegeya Bohem. What does Bohem sound like? In them, b'kulam. Meaning you have to have an entire Sheretz. Okay, based on that, you would think, yachal b'kulam. Talmud Loimar Mayhem. There's another pasuk that says V'chol Hashiyipal Olav Mayhem from them. What does from them sound like? Only part of them. Okay, Yachal B'Mikzasan. So you would think all you need is part of them. Talmud Loimar Bahem. It says Bahem. So what's going on over here? Okay, it's a meaning. Bahem sounds like you need the entire sheretz in order to have Tumas sheretz. Mayhem sounds like all you need is part of them. You can't say Mayhem because it says Bahem. You can't say Bahem because it says Mayhem. So what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara says, must be achiyiga b'miktasa. All you need is part of a sheretz, but the part of a sheretz has to be enough shehu kekuloi, that it's the equivalent thereof to an entire sheretz. Meaning, it's a part of a sheretz, but a part of a sheretz that's the equivalent to what would sometimes be an entire sheretz. And shiru chachamim b'kadasha, the smallest sheretz could be a hadasha, shekein hachaymet, the chaymet, which is one of the shoratzim, tchilasa b'kadasha. When it first starts growing, it's a kadasha. It's the size of the tail of the halta. But either way, the point is that how do we come up with the hadasha? Because what we need is a mayhem that's equivalent to the smallest bahem, the smallest sheretz that you'll ever see is going to be the size of an adasha. It's the chaymet. This is something that's not mefurish in the Torah. Yesh lo mamasha yismichu, and that's this halacha. Arayas. Finally, Arayas, the Mishnah said, is also yesh lo mamasha yismichu. Afraid to come on, Arayas. Michtam ksiv, and the parashah of Arayas is mentioned, by the way, twice in the Torah. You have it in parashas Achrimois, and you have it again in the next parasha, in parashas Kedoshim. So how could you tell me that Arayas is only yesh lo mamasha yismichu? It's referring to one specific erev. So one of the Arayas is bitoy, a person's daughter, stating that the only time bitoy is considered an erva is if bitoy is through marriage. However, if it's not bitoy through marriage, it's bitoy me'anusasa, meaning somebody was ma'anis and isha, and through that he fathered a daughter, that daughter, based on the psukim and the Torah, would not be considered an erva. It's like siva, stating that it is an erva. How do we know that? Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar li Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi said, Asya heina heina, Asya zima zima. It's based on a double gzeir shava. If you want to see the double gzeir shava, Ayin Rashi. But the bottom line is, it's not mefurish in the Torah, and because it's not mefurish in the Torah, it's only yesh tamam mashi yismachu, and that's what the Mishnah was referring to. So again, the Mishnah had three categories. Het in the darim is parchem ba'aver ve'ein wahem mashi yismachu. And then we had Hilchah Shabbos Chagigas Vim Elois, which are Kaharim Atluim Besaira. It's Mikra Muit of Halachis Merubis. And then Dinam Avoidas, Tyrus, Tmeis, and Arayas. That's Yesh Lo Mamash Yismachu. See, these are all things that are Shtukah B'Dievet in terms of sources in Tyrus Shabbos Chagigas. But three categories. Ein Le Mamash Yismachu, Harim Atluim Besaira, and then Yesh Lo Mamash Yismachu. Now, as it relates to the last group, the Mishnah said, V'hein hein gufei Torah. These are gufei Torah. Fake the Gemara. Hein hein gufei Torah. Hani in. Hanachloi. It sounds like only the third category is gufei Torah. Look here, all three categories should be gufei Torah. The Gemara says, you're right. Ele'ema hein v'hein gufei Torah. Meaning, all three categories, even though it's Parchem Ba'aver, and it's Harim Atluim Besaira, and it's only Yesh Lo Mamash Yismachu, but at the end of the day, Avada, hein hein gufei Torah, everything mentioned is gufei Torah. Hadron halach hakol chayovim. We're going to get back to this just to make a haschala on the second parak. Very, very small haschala, and then we'll speak out a little bit of rate. So the second parak actually picks up very much where the first parak left off. So where did the first parak leave off? Re'iyah alila regel. Now, what was the last thing that was mentioned in the first parak? We were talking about different mitzvahs that are yesh lo mamash yismachu. Specifically, the very, very last one was the Arayas. Hadinim va'avoides, hatayrus va'atmeyes, v'ho'arayos, yesh lo mamash yismachu. So the first parak ended with Arayas, the second parak begins with Arayas. Ein darshan ba'arayas b'shloisho. A person is not allowed to give shir, he's not allowed to be doyresh, he can't give a drosha in the sugya of Arayas b'shloisho. We'll see what that means. V'loy b'maise b'reishas b'shnayim. And you can't give shir in maise b'reishas. We'll see what that means. Bishnayim, we'll see what that means. V'loib merkava, we're not going to see what that means because it's above our pay grade, but we sort of know what the Maisa Merkava is. B'yachid, that you can't even do B'yachid. Elam kein hayu chacham mevim midaita, unless the person was a chacham and he was mevim midaita. We'll see what that means. Kol ha'mastakel b'arba dvarim, any person that explores the following four things, rasui like ilo loy bala, would have been better off he was never born. Number one, mala maila, person not allowed to think about what's on top of the universe. Mala mata, what's beneath the universe. Mala funim, mala acher. So Tosfos and Rashi, but Tosfos has two different pshat and what it means, mala funim, mala acher. One pshat Tosfos says is, lafanim means to the front of the world, lacher means to the back of the world, meaning you can up, down, right, left, all around, right? You can't make any of those cheshbonos. You're not allowed to think about vos tutzich outside the universe. Tais has another b'sham. Malafana means kaidim briyas ha'olam, and malachar means after la'asid la'avoy. But either way, these are things that a person is not allowed to think about. V'chosh la'ichas ha'kvoy kainay, any person that doesn't have the proper covet for the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rasu lo'y again shalai ba'al ha'olam, it would have been better, he wouldn't have been brought to the world. Everything is going to be explained in the Gemara. But we begin with the first halacha. In Darshan Barayas Bishloisha, Feloibe Maisa Barayas Bishnaim, Feloibe Merkava Biyachit. Feloibe Merkava Biyachit sounds like even a Yach is not allowed to learn Maisa Merkava. And then it says, Elam Kein Hoya Chacham, and maybe Midaiti. Unless the person was a Chacham, he was maybe Midaiti, then he could learn Maisa Merkava. Now, what Maisa Merkava is, again, that's not something we'll ever know. But at this, that was the Nevuah, that was that Yecheskel Ben Buzi saw, and Yeshaya and Novi, things that are very, very, very much above our pay grade. Saying that, the Gemara is going to talk a lot about the Maisa Merkava. So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see what we don't understand in the coming Dafin. But for now, the Mishnah said that you can learn Maisa Merkava B'Yachid, and then it said, unless you're a Chacham, and maybe Midaitai, then you could. Frank, the Gemara says, Tira, Amrit, Be'ez Shavalai Merkava B'Yachid. You said, B'Merkava, you can't even learn B'Yachid. B'Hadar Amrit, Elam Kin Hayu Chacham, maybe Midaitai. You could if you're a Chacham, maybe Midaitai. So, could you never do it, or could you sometimes do it? So, the Gemara says, Hachi Kamran, this is just important in terms of understanding what the Mishnah means. Ein Darshan Barayas. The Mishnah said Bishloisha, not Bishloisha, Lishloisha. You can't give it over to three people. Why? The Gemara is going to get into it tomorrow. V'loi b'maisa bereishis l'shnai. You can't say over maisa bereishis to two people. V'loi b'merkava liyachid. You can't give over maisa merkava to one person. Elam kenoi chacham mevi midaita. Unless that one person was a chacham mevi midaita. He's someone that's able to learn it by himself. If the person can learn it by himself, then you can teach it to him. Then this is something that you'd be allowed to teach him. But if the person himself can't learn it, then you can't teach him. So avada, a person that knows maisa merkava, can learn maisa merkava. The Mishnah never said you can't learn Maisa Merkava B'Yachid. What the Mishnah said was you can't learn Maisa Merkava L'Yachid. B'Yachid, you could. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Elam Kein Hoyu Chachum Mevi Midaiti, then he could learn it. Not just that, if he's a Chachum Mevi Midaiti, you can even teach it to him. When the Mishnah says, Ein Darshan, even though it said, Barayas Bishloisha Maisa Bereshis Bishnai B'Merkava B'Yachid, it doesn't mean Bishloisha Bishnayim B'Yachid, but rather what it means is Lishloisha, it means Lishnayim, and it means Liyachid. Just one interesting thing. This Mishnah really, we said, is a continuation of the last Mishnah of the first parak. The first parak ended that Arayas is Yeshla Mamasha Yismuchu Vehein Hein Gufei Torah. So we begin with another idea related to Arayas. Ein Darshan Barayas Bishloisha. And it's because of that we have this Mishnah. Okay, if that's the case, where should this Mishnah have been? It should have been in the first parak, L'chaira. Why is it a new parak? Right? The Prakim have a Seder. So why would this suddenly be a new parak? So that the Pharisees throw. On the Mishnah, it says that the reason this is in the next parak is because how does this Mishnah end? It ends v'chol shaloi chas al kvoit koinoi rasui loy shaloi bala oilam. And Chazal was sensitive to the way you end something. And that's just like you end the Masechta we saw in the end of Maikon, right? You end the Masechta b'ki toiv. So there's an idea to end the parak also on a high note, right? You always want to end with a good punchline. So we didn't want to end this first epic parak of Masechta's Chagiga with this idea of rasui loy shaloi bala oilam. So therefore, we mentioned the halacha of a hein hein gufei taira. That's a nice way to end the first parak. And the second parak begins, it's a continuation, but we were mafsik, lahafsik, between these two ideas. And to not end the first parak saying something of Rasul Loi Shaloi Bala Oilam says that the Pharisee Yisrael, he believes that's why this was put into the second parak. It's not part of the first parak. So, exhale, and really, we just finished the first parak in Masechtas Chagiga, which is a very, very geschmack of parak. And the primary topic of the parak was the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. So just to end and, you know, recap a little bit, bring some of the things that we've talked about together, two ha'aras, one a little bit more halacha, the other one is a little bit more machshava. These are both ideas that we've talked about in the past. But in the spirit of the Gemara that we learned on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph in Masechtas Chagiga of Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush, so we'll go back and we'll talk about Raid that we've spoken about and Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush. So the primary topic of the first parak in Masechtas Chagiga is the mitzvah of Re'iyah. It says in the Torah three times, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem. And what it means is that there are three times a year, specifically on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that a Yid, only a male, Kol Zechurcha, had an obligation to go to the Makom HaMikdash, Lirois V'Lirois, to see the Shekhinah and to be seen by the Shekhinah. We mentioned Reb Shmuel Yankiv's Chakira with regards to what exactly the mitzvah of Re'iyah is. Pashit, the mitzvah of Re'iyah is when you arrive in the Azara and you see and you are seen. It's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha. It was the opening line of the perek. Hakol chayovim b'ri'iyah. The mitzvah is the ri'iyah. The mitzvah is when you're seen and when you are seen. Anything that happens up until the point of ri'iyah is a hechsher mitzvah. Just like there's a mitzvah of dalad minim. What's the mitzvah? To take the dalad minim, ulekachtem lochem. Anything that you need to do to get up to the point where on sukkahs you could take dalad minim is not part of the actual mitzvah, but rather it's what's known in the vernacular as a hechsher mitzvah. Kipshuta, you would think, based on the psukim and based on the way the Mishnayos describe the mitzvah, and that is that the mitzvah of Re'iyah is kishmai kachi. It's when you show up in the Azara, lirois v'leirois. Stating that, there are certainly references in different chazals that would seem to suggest that the journey and the track that the Yid took on his way to the Azara, lirois v'leirois on Yontif, was maybe part of the mitzvah. In fact, Margala Bepumi de Inchi, to describe the mitzvah as the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel is the act of being Oyla Regel. It's taking your family or maybe leaving your family behind and going on this pilgrimage to actually make it to the Makam HaMikdash. And there are many Gemaras that would seem to suggest that there's this concept that the Aliyah may actually be part of the mitzvah. In fact, in the Nusach HaTfilah, when we talk about the fact that we don't have this mitzvah anymore of Liris V'Leirois, we say, U'mepnei chata'inu galinu me'artzeinu, v'nisrachaknu me'al admaseinu, v'ein anachnu yecholim lalois v'leirois, u'lishtacha v'yislufanecha. We say, v'aytu v'hoshiv Yisrael v'nveyem v'sham nale v'neirov v'nishtacha v'lufanecha, b'sholish pa'ami regalenu. And it would seem a little bit like the Aliyah isn't just a hechsher mitzvah, but the Aliyah is actually part and parcel of the mitzvah. And the truth is, if we take a step back, how could the Aliyah be part of the mitzvah if the Torah doesn't mention the Aliyah anywhere? The Torah at the end of the day says, Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeroi calls the Chorcha. It says it three times. And every time it says it, it just mentions the Re'iyah. So you want to tell me that the Aliyah, the regal, is part of the mitzvah? L'chur, the Torah would have to say it somewhere. Where did the Torah mention the Aliyah? It's a mistake. The Torah actually mentions the Aliyah one time. We had it in Leining today. The Torah says a parshas kisisa, Sholish Pamim Bashana Yeroi calls Chorcha, as Pneya Oden Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Ki oyresh goyim miponecha, ve'irchavti es gvulecha, ve'lo yachmoid ish es artzecha, ba'aloyscha, le'rois es p'nei Hashem le'kecha, sholish pamim bashana. The Torah says that fear not, don't worry about leaving all your possessions behind, because I promise you, ve'lo yachmoid ish es artzecha, that there's nobody that's going to want to take anything away from you. Why? When you go up. So the Torah already mentioned the concept of, but that was the Chakira. Is the Aliyah part of the Gufa Mitzvah? Or is the Aliyah Mernit a Hechsher Mitzvah? And Rabbi Shmuel Yankif mentioned many different Ma'ar Mekoymes, specifically on the Rishonim level. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, Essen Mitzvah Chof, the Ritva and Mesech Tesukah, Dav Chof Hei Amir Aleph. But just to add one Ma'ar Mekoymes, we had time, we'd mention more. But just to mention one Mari Makim, fast forward from the Tkufa of the Rishonim all the way to the 18th century in Prague. And that is the Noida B'Yehuda in his Tzlach. It's a Mesechtes Psachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. He addressed this question inadvertently. It's a Dover Nifla, and it too is based on a Gemara that we've talked a lot about in the past. It's just one of the very, very important Gemaras, certainly in the world of Reid. The Gemara is in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says there was an Arma, there was a non-Jew, who once met Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the great Tana in the Tzivan. And he comes to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he was gloating. He told him, you know, I know it says in your Bible, it says in the Torah, that v'chol ben necher lo yoichel bay, that a ben necher, a non-Jew, is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. He told him, I'm a non-Jew, and not only do I eat from the Karban Pesach, but I eat mishufra de shufra. I literally eat from the best part of the Karban Pesach. And he was very proud of himself. He told him, really? I can't eat from the Karban Pesach. I've been eating every single year Erev Pesach. They have no idea who I am. And they're giving me shofar the shofar. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, really? You're giving your shofar the shofar? He says, tell me, did they ever give you from the tail of the Karban Pesach? He says, you know, come to think about it, they never gave me the tail. He says, you see, the joke's on you. They know who you are. And that's why they're not giving you the tail. Let me see if you can pull off the tail. Anyway, sure enough, that year, it's Erev Pesach, he shows up, he RSVPs, he's part of a chabura, and they start doling out different portions of the Karban Pesach, and this Arma, who's disguised, he looks like a shiny Eid, and he comes over to the Rosh Chabur, and he tells him, he says, tell me, can I have from the tail? He says, tail? He said, why would you want from the tails? He says, well, you know, I have an in with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. You know, we're shtickle buddies. And he told me that I should make sure in his name I tell the Rosh Chabura that he gives me a tail. Now, the tail is a part of the Karmen Pesach that was burnt on the Mizbeach. It's from the Chalavim. You're not allowed to eat the tail. And this Rosh Chabura, at Shem Fashtanen, he realized that something must be going on over here. So they did a quick due diligence, and sure enough, lo and behold, they found out that this person was an Arma. He wasn't a Yid. This person was exposed. They killed him, the Gemara says, and they sent a telegram to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They told Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you're in Netzivin, but umetzudascha prusa b'Yerushalayim. Your net is cast all the way in Yerushalayim. Thank you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, for being able to pull this off. That's a Gemara, a well-known Gemara, Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Tosfos in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, asks Akasha. He says, I don't understand the story. The story took place on Yontif. And Yontif, a Yid is supposed to be in Yerushalayim. Because he has a mitzvah to be Oyler Regal. Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeira, Kol Schorcha. So, Frank Toysfis, what was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira doing in Netzivan? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had an obligation to be in Yerushalayim. He had an obligation to come be Oyler Regal. Azoy Frank Toysfis. So, Toysfis, you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira must have been potter from the mitzvah of Ali Oyler Regal. Okay, why would he have been potter? So Tosfos says maybe the reason he was potter is because the Gemara says in Pesachim also, Tavches, that kol adam she'ein loy karka, ein oy l'regel. A person that doesn't own any karka, he's not chayiv to be oy l'regel. So he says maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't own any karka because he didn't own a karka, he was potter from Ali l'regel. And it's for that reason, says Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was in Netzivan. That's why he wasn't in Yerushalayim together with everybody else. That's why he wasn't being oy l'regel. Ad kan divrei Tosfos in Masechtas Pesachim daf gimel amid beis. Freik de noy de Yehuda. He says, I have another kasha. Tosfos was bothered. Why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira wasn't Yerushalayim being oyler regel? Tosfos had a teretz. He had no karka. There's another problem. L'chayre was Pesach. And if it was Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had an obligation to be in Yerushalayim to bring the carbon Pesach. And for that, the fact that he had no karka is not going to help you. Because someone that has no karka, it's true, he's potter from Aliyah L'Regel, it's not from a pasuk, it's a Gemara M'Psach and Ches Amid Beis. But he's chayif in Karban Pesach, Sefreik, the Noi de B'Yehuda, Tosfos was only asking from Aliyah L'Regel. Tosfos had a very nice teretz to explain Aliyah L'Regel. Aba L'Chura, in addition to Aliyah L'Regel, there's another problem over here. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Yerushalayim bringing the Karban Pesach? And for that, Tosfos' teretz of Ein Leikarka, L'Chura is not going to help. As I freak the Noi de B'Yehuda, and says the Noi de B'Yehuda, that the emes is, I found the Mishlo Melech asks this kasha, and because of this kasha, the Mishlo Melech says, an unbelievable chiddush, that just like someone that has no karka is potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, so too a person that has no karka is potter from bringing the Karban Pesach. A bezok the Noi de B'Yehuda, it's a chiddush niflo. How could the Mishlo Melech say that? What would be the svara to say that? Aliyah L'Regel is based on psukim, but there's no pasuk anywhere that would tell you that a person that doesn't own karka is somehow going to be potter from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. As I freak the Noi de B'Yehuda, says the Noi de B'Yehuda, a dover nifla. It's not just a dover nifla to answer a kasha that he has on a Tosfos, but it's a dover nifla, but oifin yisoidi. And that's why this Noi de B'Yehuda is an often quoted Noi de B'Yehuda in the tshuvas and in the raid, because a very, very important yisoid. Says the Noi de B'Yehuda, you want to know why Tosfos never had a kasha from Karban Pesach? Because that wasn't shver. Why? Because says the Noi de B'Yehuda, when does a person have a chiyuv to make sure he's in position to do a mitzvah? That chiyuv, says the Noi de B'Yehuda, starts when the zman of the mitzvah starts. So during the zman that a person has an obligation to fulfill a mitzvah, is when he has an obligation to make sure that he makes all the arrangements so that he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah. A person, however, does not have a chiyuv to make arrangements to be able to fulfill a mitzvah before the zman of the mitzvah. So says the Noi de B'Yehuda, it's true, a yid had a chiyuv to bring the Karban Pesach. When did the zman of the chiyuv Karban Pesach start? Erev Pesach, Bein Arbayim. So as soon as this clock strikes Bein Arbayim, as soon as it's Chatzoitz and Erev Pesach, you look at your watch, okay, it's time to go to Yerushalayim. I have to make all the arrangements to bring a Karban Pesach. So no, if you're in Yerushalayim, and it's possible, you're close enough to do it, you have a chiyuv to do it. But if I live on the other side of the world, if I live in Netzivan, then I'm not necessarily going to have to bring the Karban Pesach. Because if I'm too far right now to bring the Karban, I'll be pater, because I'm an oynes. V'oynes rachmana patre. A bezocht in Oida Yehuda. That's why Tosfos was never bothered about Korban Pesach, because Tosfos understood that Tzivin is far from Yerushalayim. And when Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira on Erev Pesach woke up in Tzivin, and then a few hours later, when it was Bein Arbaim, it was this man to bring the Korban Pesach, and Shlomo Ben Anoinis. Now, Lekatchilo, he could have made arrangements to figure out a way, but he wasn't mechuyev to. And because he wasn't mechuyev to, Tosfos can't ask such a kasha. Tosfos has no gerech to ask for him toimer. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira find himself in Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach? Because he lived far, and therefore, Bein Arbaim, which is the zman you have to start booking tickets, it's too late. How am I going to get from America to Yerushalayim, Erev Pesach, if it's already 1:02 and Shkia is 5:47? It's impossible. And as a result, it was possible that he would have no chiv to bring the Korban Pesach, and it was never all al das Tosfos to ask such a kasha. Oh, but Oyla Regel Tosfos did ask. Says the Nebuchadnezzar, you want to know why? Because what's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is not just to walk into the Azara Lireis V'Leirais. That mitzvah starts Yontif in the morning. The mitzvah is to be Oyla Regel. What does it mean to be Oyla Regel? Make arrangements before Yontif. Start packing your bags and make all the travel arrangements that you have to make to be able to be Oyla Regel. That mitzvah starts Erev Yontif. How long before Yontif? As long as it takes, depending on where you live, depending on how far you are from Yerushalayim. Oh, but that mitzvah starts before Yontif. Of course, that mitzvah starts before Yontif. So you can't tell me, oh, I woke up Yontif in the morning and I was outside of the Tchum because I was in a Tzivin. So Memela, I was potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. No. The mitzvah is not Re'iyah. The mitzvah is Aliyah Lirois. The mitzvah is the Aliyah Lirego. And because the mitzvah is the Aliyah has to happen before Yontif. There's no other time. If the Torah is telling you to be Oyla Regel, the Torah is obviously telling you to do it before Yontif. And the Torah is telling you to make all the arrangements that you would have to make before Yontif. And as a result, the fact that Rida ben Beseira was in the Tzivin wasn't going to help him. So says the Neid B'Yehuda that a person is not obligated to worry about a mitzvah until this man of the mitzvah. So the Korban Pesach, what is the mitzvah bringing the Korban Pesach? What is this man of the mitzvah? Erev Pesach Hatzos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was in a tzivim. It wasn't gemalt. It wasn't possible for him to bring the Korban Pesach on Yerushalayim. Memela, Oynes Rechmana Patre, he's potter. And that's why Tosfos never had a kasha. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Yerushalayim bringing the Korban Pesach? Because he understood it was too far. It wasn't possible. However, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is to be Oyla Regel. The mitzvah is to leave your house and be Oyla before Yontif. So like this, when Yontif comes, you'll be able to walk in on Yontif to the Harabayas. You'll be able to walk into the Azara, Lirois V'Leirois. That's something that Bal Korchach you're going to have to do before Yontif, because you can't be Oyla Regel on Yontif. You have Tchumim problems, impossible. How are you going Yontif when you have things you can't carry? There's too many issues. So Bal Korchach, that's going to have to happen before Yontif. Oh, it's going to have to happen before Yontif. So that means before Yontif, there's already this man of the mitzvah, Aliyah L'Regel. So before Yontif, there's already the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That's why you're going to be Chayv. Now the truth is, the reason this Noid of Yehuda is so famous, is because the Noid of Yehuda is saying a Chiddush, that a person does not have to worry about a mitzvah until this man of the mitzvah. It's a very, very big Chiddush. The truth is, the Chayyadam in Klal Samaches, he discusses the Shaila. All the Poskim quote this in a lot of different Shailas. Like we said, it comes up in a lot of different Tshuvas. We have a related Rebbe on this. We spoke about this once. The first Tshuva in Shailas Tshuvas, Dvar Yeshua, from Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg, was a Tshuva that was written at the height of the Holocaust in Hungary. It was Erev Sukkis, and Yidden were having a very difficult time importing Dalet Minim. And the rumor was that there were three sets of Dalet Minim. They were all in Budapest. And the question was, all the Yidden that were living in the surrounding shtetlach, did they have a chiyuv to leave their family, go to Budapest? It's like this, they'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. And really, it comes down to this chayyadam, this Noid of Yehuda. When does the obligation to make arrangements for a mitzvah start? If it starts before Yontif, then start packing your bags, l'chayr. You have a mitzvah, so maybe that's something you could be have to do. However, if you don't have to worry about a mitzvah until the zman of the mitzvah, say you wake up in the morning, you're outside of the tchum of Budapest, so you have no obligation now. It's not possible for you to make it there, and as a result, you're going to be potter. So the significant implications of this chiddush of the Noid of Yehuda, it's a very, very big chiddush. Kame kumas in nishtabru. But what we need is the chiddush of the Noid of Yehuda, that he said agav as it relates to the sugi of Aliyah L'Regel, because it's mavur that the Noid of Yehuda held that the Aliyah isn't just the Hechsher Mitzvah, but the Aliyah is part and parcel of the Mitzvah. Because if the Aliyah was the Hechsher Mitzvah, then what would the Mitzvah be? It would be Rias Panim. When do you actually walk into the Azara? The first day Yontif, if I'm in Netzivin, and now the first day Yontif, I'm supposed to be in Yerushalayim, I'm an Oynes Rachmana Patre. And just like there's an Oynes Rachmana Patre in Karban Pesach, I would have the same Oynes Rachmana Patre as it relates to Re'iyah. The Teretz is the Nei Behuda says it klar, that over here the Gufa Mitzvah is the Aliyah. It's not the Hechsher Mitzvah. It's the Gufa Mitzvah. And because it's the Gufa Mitzvah, the Aliyah part you do before Yontif. That's why Tosfos asks his Kasha about Aliyah. The regal, Tosfos never asked the Kasha as it relates to Karban Pesach. But either way, this famous Noy de Behud, again, it's not famous for this reason. It's famous for the Chayadim implications, for all the other implications that a person doesn't have to worry about a mitzvah until this man of the mitzvah. In your Neinu, we just finished learning a 10 blot of the sugyas of Aliyah Leregel of Re'iyah. So we end with a classic Tzlach, a classic Noy de Behudah, where it's clear in the Torah of the Noy de Behudah that the Noy de Behudah held that the Aliyah isn't just a Hechsher mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah. We said if it's part of the mitzvah, there has to be a source to it somewhere in the Torah. There is. The Torah already made a dogush on the Aliyah. So you see, the Torah is already talking about the Aliyah. That means this Aliyah is a little bit different. Right? The Torah never talked about putting together your Dal Minim. The Torah never talked about where you're getting your shofar from because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. I don't know. You figure it out. Here, the Torah mentions the Aliyah, Ba'alois Cholei Rois, a Mekor al Koponim and a Pasuk, that the Aliyah should be part of the mitzvah. Either way, that's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is, so it says three times in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to be Oyler Rego. And we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta that Rashi says in Chumash, the Rashi's in Parashas Mishpatim, that sometimes you have mitzvahs that the Torah chazes a second time and a third time, and sometimes even more than that. And when the Torah does that, the Torah is doing it for a reason. And the purpose of it is to teach us that these mitzvahs must be very, very severe. If the Torah tells it to you three times, there must be a reason. So this mitzvah of Aliyah Leregel, the Torah didn't just mention once, didn't just mention it twice, actually mentioned it a third time. And if the Torah mentions it three times, then we know this, the mitzvah of Aliyah Leregel is a very, very serious mitzvah. The truth is that if you look at the three times that the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Aliyah Leregel, it says it almost in the identical way, but there are some nuances in each one of the psukim. I just want to focus on one of them. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says in the Torah, Shalosh pa'amim bashana, Kol Zechorcha El Peneha Adin Hashem. So there's a mitzvah of Re'iyah. And what does it mean, Yeira? Yeira Kol Zechorcha El Peneha. You should see the Adin Hashem, but it says El Peneha Adin Hashem. In Parshas Kisisa, it says Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yeira Kol Zechorcha Es Peneh Ha'odin Hashem Aleike Yisrael. And again, in Parshas Re'eh, Shalish Pamim Bashana, Yeira Kol Zechorcha Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom asher yivchar b'chag ha-matzos b'chag ha-shvuos b'chag ha-sukkos v'lo yirah es pnei Hashem reikam. So shalish pamim b'ashana yirah, in Parshas Mishpatim it says el pnei ha'odin Hashem. In Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Re'eh it doesn't say el pnei ha'odin Hashem, but rather it says es pnei ha'odin Hashem. And the shaila is, why is it in Parshas Mishpatim it says el pnei ha'odin Hashem, and in Parshas Kisisa and in Parshas Re'eh the Torah changed the language from El Pnei Ha'adin Hashem to Es Pnei Ha'adin Hashem? It seems like a nuance, but it's not. El Pnei Ha'adin Hashem and Es Pnei Ha'adin Hashem. In Mishpatim it's El, in Kisisa and Re'eh it's Es. L'chur etzarech bir, what's the difference? The truth is, we spoke out earlier in the parak from the Hafla and Panim Yafis, that the Hafla says that why did the Torah say Shalish Panim Bashana Yeirah Es Pnei? So he said, we know that Es is Lerabois. What's Es coming to be Marba? See, so just like the Gemara says, Es Hashem Lekechatira is Lerabbis Talmidei Chachamim, so to Es Pnei Adin Hashem is again Lerabbis Talmidei Chachamim. It's the same Es Hashem. Es Hashem is Lerabbis Talmidei Chachamim. And he said, Mikan Remes to the Chi of Chai of Adam Lahakpul Es Pnei Rabbi Beregel. This is a remes to the idea that a person has an obligation Lahakpul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Es Hashem Lekechatira is Lerabbis Talmidei Chachamim. And just like Sholish Pamim Bashani Yerah calls Churcha Es Pnei Hashem, so too, Sholish Pamim Bashana, there's an idea of Re'iyah for your Rebbe, and that's the Makar Techayiv Adam Lahakbol Pnei Rabbi Berega. But the truth is, we mentioned this once, I found another pshat in why the Torah says Sholish Pamim Bashana Yerah Es, and that is in the Sefer Eim Labina, which was written by Rav Yaakov Emden. So we've mentioned this several times, that recently there was a chumash that was discovered in a British museum. It was a Chamishei Chumshei Torah, Mikrois Gedolos. It was the chumash that Rav Yaakov Emden learned from for 40 years. So for 40 years, Rabbi Yaakov Emden learned from a Chumash, and he would write Agoyus on the side of this Chumash. This Chumash was found in a museum, and it was printed very, very recently. The name of the Sefer is called Eim Labina. It's available at your local Sfarim store. And Kamuvan, this is the Agoyus of the Yaivitz of Rabbi Yaakov Emden that he wrote on the side of his Chumash. I was he was being Mavisedra all these years. One of the prominent features of the Sefer Eim Labina is Rabbi Yaakov Emden throughout his Chumash was Dairish Kol Asim Shabbatayra. So the Gemara says, Shimon Am Suni, how you Dairish Kol Asim Shabbatayra? Till he came to Es Hashem Lekachatir, then he was Pirish. Achabar Rabbi Akiva, Velimoid, Es Hashem Lekachatir, the Rabbis Tamid Chachamim. Incidentally, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf that the Gemara said, had Rabbi Akiva know to be Dairish Kol Asim Shabbatayra, it's because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nachamish Gamzu. Koma David Rachman Latavavid, Nachamish Gamzu said Gamzu Lutaiva, and Nachamish Gamzu was Dairish Kolasin Shabbatayra. So this was actually one of the things that Rabbi Akiva was Mekabel from his Rebbe, Nachamish Gamzu. But either way, so there was an idea to be Dairish Kol Esim Shabbatayra. Rabbi Akiva did it, Nachamish Gamzu did it, different Tanam and Shas that were Dairish Esim Shabbatayra. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was also Dairish Kol Esim Shabbatayra. And a big part of the Sefer Eim Labina is every single time it says Es in the Torah, you can look up in the Eim Labina and he's going to say Epshat. So I looked up on this pasuk. It says Sholish Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Zechorcha Es Pineya Aden Hashem Alikei Yisrael. So what would Rabbi Yaakov Emden say? How is Rabbi Yaakov Emden Doirish this S? So on the words Es Pineya Aden Hashem Alikei Yisrael, today's Kriya Parshas Kisisa, he says Ayin Leil Shmoyis Chav Dalad Yod. So that was Ayin Leil Shmoyis Chav Dalad Yod. The pasuk says as follows. It's in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, this is a classic Eim Muktam Uchavat Torah. Torah goes back and talks about Maimon Har Sinai. Nasav and Ish was mentioned in the Parshas Mishpatim. And the pasuk says as follows. Vayiru Eis Elokei Yisrael. They saw Es Elokei Yisrael. V'tachas Raglov. K'masei Livnas Hasapir. U'ke'etzim Hashamayim L'tar. This is one of the hard pasukim there. Who's they? Nadav and Aviyu. But they, whoever they were, they saw SLK Yisrael. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. They saw the Shekhinah. But it doesn't say Vayiru LK Yisrael. It says Vayiru Es LK Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Es LK Yisrael Ro. They saw SLK Yisrael. Aval LK Yisrael in there. But they didn't really see LK Yisrael. Shtekach Kosov. Kilo Yurani Odom Vachach. They didn't see Elik Yisrael mamish, but rather what they saw was Es Elik Yisrael. And he explains that Es Elik Yisrael is some inferior re'iya. It's a re'iya that he describes as aspaklaria she'ena ha'me'ira. Right, we know Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was different than the nevuah of Sha'ar Nevi'im. Sha'ar Nevi'im, they saw baspaklaria she'ena ha'me'ira, meaning it was staticky, it was fuzzy, the re'iya that they saw. Moshe Rabbeinu was so clear. It was aspaklaria ha'me'ira. And Zot Rabbi Yaakov Emden, vayiru es alikei Yisrael, es is always l'rabbi something. You know what it's coming to be marb? It's actually like being memayit in this case. They didn't see alikei Yisrael, but they saw something that's like alikei Yisrael. But they didn't see the real thing. What they saw was baspaklaria she'ena mahira. So Zokhi B'Yakiv Emden, that's what this pasuk means. When the pasuk says, Sholish Pamim Bashani Yeira Kol Zechorcha Es Pnei Adon Hashem Alekei Yisrael, what the pasuk is saying is, don't ever have a meaning that you're going to walk into the Azara and you're going to see literally Pnei Adon Hashem Alekei Yisrael. But rather, Sholish Pamim Bashani Yeira Kol Zechorcha Es Pnei Hashem Alekei Yisrael. Ayim Mashak Osavti Le'il Chavtal Yod. What is he writing Chavtal Yod? They didn't see Elik Yisrael mamish. They saw something similar. It was Baspaklar Yusha'in Ami'ira. They saw what was a Nishke Zen Klar. The point is that they didn't see literally the Shekhinah, but rather what they saw was Baspaklar Yusha'in Ami'ira. So I was thinking maybe it's Hafla V'Fela. In Parshas Kisisa, they saw Es Pnei Hashem. In Parshas Re'eh, the mitzvah is to see Es Pnei Hashem. But in Parshas Mishpatim, it says Shalish Pamim Bashani Yera Kol Schorcha El Pneya Adin Hashem. What's the difference between Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Kisisa, and Parshas Re? What happened between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Re? You know what happened? What happened was the Chet HaEgel happened. We read today the Chet HaEgel, but we read the Chet HaEgel in the Aliyah of Levi, because the Levium, they weren't a chelik of it, and as a result, it's not Pizyoinus for them, and that's why it's a very, very long Kayin and Levi, because we read it during Kayin and Levi. The mitzvah of Sholish Pamim Bashan is already at the end of Parshas Kisisa. It's not the Chet HaEgel. We know that after the Chet HaEgel, Klai Yisrael, they lost tremendous madregas. They were Nechoiz Darg in a very, very significant way. So Lulei de Mistafina, maybe you could say, that had Klai Yisrael never sinned with the Chet HaEgel, we would have been Zoicha to Sholish Pamim Bashan Yeira Kol Zechorcha El Pnei Ha'Adin Hashem. It wouldn't have been Es Pnei Ha'Adin Hashem. But the Yid would have walked in and he would have had a tremendous clarity. He would have been Zoicha to Shalesh Pamim Bashani Eira Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Ha'Adin Hashem. What happened was there was a Cheta Egel. And because there was a Cheta Egel, Klai Yisrael lost Madregas. So therefore, when the Torah chazes over the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel for the second time, and then in Parshas Re, when the Torah chazes it over for the third time, now there's already a nuance. Now the mitzvah is not Lireis El Pnei Adin Hashem. Now it's Lireis Es Pnei Adin Hashem. What happened? Because we went from being able to see Mitach Klarkai, now it's going to be only Es. It's not the real thing. Now it's going to be Bas Baklari She'ena Me'iru. In the perfect world, it would have been Bas Baklari Me'iru. But it's not a perfect world, and therefore it was seen by Spaklari Shein Ami'ira. You know, another one of the differences between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisisa is that in Parshas Kisisa it says in the Torah that when you're going to go up to be Oyle Regev, you have nothing to worry about. Nobody's going to start up with you. There's a special haftacha that you can leave all your things behind. You have nothing to worry about. Nobody's going to start up with you. In this week's Parshas Kisisa, he says, I don't understand. He says, why did the Torah mention this in Parshas Mishpatim? Why did the Torah wait to Parshas Kisisa to say that, don't worry, you can be a lereg of a layach midishas aratzecha? The Torah already mentioned the Parshas Mishpatim. Sholish pamim bashoni yeira kol schorcha el penei adin Hashem. So why did the Torah in Parshas Kisisa first say a layach midishas aratzecha? It should have said it already in Parshas Mishpatim. So Meir Simcha says, you know why? Because the Gemara says in Erev in Dafnun Dalad Amadal, umoli nishtabru luches rishoynis loishalta behem umavaloshin. Had the luches rishoynis not been broken, no umavaloshin would have had any shlit in klal. Parshas Mishpatim was before the Shviras Aluchas. It was before the Chet Egel. It was before Leich Rei Tishichei Samcha. That Aliyah L'Regel didn't need the promise of Aliyach Midash Asar Tzicha. Because anyways, Loi Sholta Bahem L'Uma V'Loshin. It was Davka Parshas Kisisa. But it's also given Noch the Chet Egel. Noch the Chet Egel. Now already Klai Yisrael is fear game. Now all of a sudden we're going to be hunted. This is going to be Goliath. This is going to be Yoy Pokti or Pokadati. Now all of a sudden Uma V'Loshin Shan Emol is going to be Shoyot in Klai Yisrael. Now you're going to go be Oyle Regal. Who's promising when you're going to come home? You may not have Parnos anymore. Right? You talk about the Shomrei Shviyas, the Gibayri Chayil. Every year that was Oyle Regal was Gibayri Chayil. Who said anything is going to be home? Now we need Avtacha. Says the Torah, V'layach Medishas Artzacha. Simcha was already megalotas that this shinuyim in the parsha of the mitzvah of sholich pamim bashan of aliyah l'regel between parshas mishpatim and parshas kisisa. And what's it based on? Because what happened between these two tzivuyim, the chet ha'egel happened. And once the chet ha'egel happened, things changed. And that's why in mishpatim we didn't need avtocha v'layach midish etzaretzecha. Or in kisisa we do need avtocha v'layach midish etzaretzecha. So al derech zeh, maybe in parshas mishpatim would have been sholich pamim bashan yirah kol schurcha el pneya oden Hashem. The Re'iyah would have been on a higher level. Now, it couldn't have been Mamish Re'iyah, Kilo Yirani Adin V'chai. But at the same time, it would have been El Pnei Adin Hashem. But then there was a Chet Ha'egel. Then Klai Yisrael fell Madregas. And because we fell Madregas, now it can't be El. Now it's only going to be S. Now it's only going to be S. The truth is, do we have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel today? Just to finish. Do we have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel today? At first glance, you would say for sure not. I mean, is there a concept of Lireis V'Lei Rois? How can you be Lireis V'Lei Rois? You don't have a Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeira Kol Schorcha El Pnei Adin Hashem. And we don't even have Sholish Pamim Bashana, Yeira Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Ha'Adin Hashem. But I want to share with you a hergish that I heard from Yedidi, Rabbi Yitzchok Perlstein, the Nasi of Kahal Shar Toisus Yantif. And that is, we mentioned earlier in the parak, and we'll end with this, that the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, Lasi is Bayis Lashem. There's a Mitzvah Saseh to build a Beis HaMikdash. Lasi is Bayis Lashem. It should be Muchan for what? Two purposes. Liyos Makriven by our Karbanos. It should be a place that you should be able to bring Karbanos. The Chaygigin Eilav Sholish Pamim Bashana. And it should be a place that a Yid can go, Chaygigin Eilav Sholish Pamim Bashana. It should be Eilav Regal. Shenemar V'asuli Mikdash. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was twofold. Number one, it's a bias that's Lashem. Muchan Liyos Makriven by our Karbanos. It's a place to bring Karbanos. But another one of the purposes It sounds almost like it's on equal footing. It was also the place that the Yid was able to be Yoyle Regel. We know Chazal say that even though in Golus we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we do have a Beis HaKnesses, and we do have a Beis HaMedrash. And a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash, this is Mishnayis, it's Gemaras, it's Chazals, it's Nigla, it's Nista, it's Svar Makdoshim, is a Mikdash Ma'ad. And that's why there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how you treat a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. It's because it's not the Beis HaMikdash, but it is a Mikdash Ma'ad. Once we see the Rambam's definition of what a mikdash is, I think it has to reframe our definition of what a mikdash ma'at is. So what's a mikdash ma'at? A mikdash ma'at, said Rabbi Yitzchak, is a bias that's muchan liyos makriven by our karbanos, and it's also a bias that's chogig in elav shalish pamim bashana. It's a bias that we bring karbanos. What karbanos do you bring in a shul? It's tefilos. The tefilos are connected to karbanos. But it's also a bias that's chogig in elav shalish pamim, because that's what a mikdash is. And if that's the ikur of a beis hamikdash bal karchach, in the mikdash ma'at, you have to have that pchina also. That means when a yid walks into shul, when a yid walks into a beis haknesses and a beis medrash, he's being zoicha lirois vileirois. It's a paradigm shift. A person walks into shul, he's being zoicha liras v'liras. Now you're going to tell me, maybe it's only on Yontif, right? Maybe it's only on Yontif. Shalish pamim bashana. It's true. Okay, first of all, that's also newsworthy. But the truth is, I think it's more than Yontif. Because Memes Yesh Lachker, what would be if a person walked into the Beis HaMikdash? Right, we'll end with a Chakira. It's the third time we're ending. What would be if a person walks into the Beis HaMikdash, not on Yontif? Was there an Indian of liras v'liras? Could be, yeah. Meaning, shalish pamim bashana, there's a mitzvah of Leirois. But I don't know if a person walked into the Beis HaMikdash not on Yontif, there wasn't a Re'iyah. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the Mikdash Ma'at, just like the Va'asuli Mikdash, the real Beis HaMikdash, is a bias that's Muchan Liyos Makriven Bar Karbanos, but it's also a place where Chayi Yenel of Shalish Pa'amim. Sometimes a person feels like, am I being seen? Is Hashem even noticing me? In the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, a person is noticed. Because that's a place where a person comes Lirois Vileirois. Not only do you see, but you're seen as well. So it's true. We don't have Shalish Pa'amim Bashana. That maybe is a madrega that we lost already in Parshas Kisisa, that we lost with the Shviros Aluchos, and even the madrega of Sholish Pamim Bashani Yerah Kol Schorcha Es Pnei Adin Hashem. That's something we lost with Churban Bayis Rishon, and then we lost it a second time with Churban Bayis Sheni. But at the same time, we do have a Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham. And B'Soicham, one of the Ramazim is to the Mikdash Ma'at. And a Mikdash Ma'at is a place of Tefillah, which is connected to Karbonos, but it's also a place where it's Chogig Neilav. It's a place where you can come, and you can come together with the Shechina, you can come Lirois, and you can come Lirois. And on that note, Hadron Allah, Hakol Chayovin, Adon Allah, the first parak of Masechtas Chagiga.